When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I look like I'm slumped over. I better sit up. There we go.
That looks
much more professional, doesn't it?
Now we are ready to attack the day.
I'd like to attack somebody or something. That sounds good to me. We're just kind of looking through it, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing in the news this morning that seriously, we all three looked at it. It's like, really? Here's a big story. Here's the lead story on one of our sources.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Four things to look forward to in May. What?
Is one of them, June?
maybe it's June. You look forward to June 15th when it actually warms up forever.
Yeah.
But the weather's been good, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be nice today. It's going to be like 65, 67,
yeah,
I think is the high.
What I saw.
Yeah, it's been rainy, but better than snow.
Yes.
We were just talking, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Tommy's coming home in 3 weeks. Looking forward to it, coming back. And yeah, I'm going to have to do something next year because I don't want to be gone for that long. I mean, I have to be gone for a certain period, but I don't want to be gone straight in a row. I got to come and go a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I love the kids, the grandkids. Plus, I don't like about 99% of the people, but I do love Minnesota. What do you think?
There you go.
That's maybe not 99%. It might be 98.9.
That adds a couple, thousand, I think, maybe.
But it's not just that. It's the entire world now. Everybody has lost their mind. Everybody's pissed off at everybody. Everybody's a tough guy now. It's like, oh, God, please stop with all this. Would you please? So last night there were violent fights between the Houthis and the Hutus or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah, it sounds like on UCLA's campus there were two protest groups and that got a little close to each other and then started there was conflict between them where they're tearing down signs and barricades and throwing fireworks and stuff. So
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the big battle is, and why have colleges turned on Jews now? Why did they do that? Does anybody know? Because I don't know why they did it. It seems to me it's been a come and go between Israel and certainly Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Palestine in general. Lots of people are getting killed, unfortunately, and so I'm not overlooking that at all. But here's what I don't understand. No matter what the situation is, you're going to pay for something that happened 500 years ago. It's like, no, I wasn't here. It's not my fault. I don't think I know any Palestinians. I don't know anybody from Hamas. I can tell you that for sure. I know a few Israelis, but most of the Jews that I know are American Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a problem with anybody in this whole situation. I also don't understand how these colleges continue to teach hatred the way they have since 1969. I've been telling that story for a couple of decades. I went to college for one day, and it was so hate-filled because of the Vietnam era. And look, I understand Vietnam was a huge mistake, unfortunately. And I lost four friends in the Vietnam War, so it was a really big mistake for me. I'm not focusing on myself here. I'm just saying that it was a very personal thing. But I literally was listening to the professor yammer on and on and on about pretty much hatred. And I went, this is not, no, I'm good. I lasted in college for one day for that, and I never went back. And nothing has changed in all that time. In 73 years, nothing has changed in the colleges. They still try to turn young people against everybody they possibly, not support anybody, just turn them against the other guy. Why do we do that in our education system?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but I know that a lot of the protesters are saying they want, they're trying to get their university presidents to essentially divest from any company that does business in Israel. And so
they're, in Israel.
Yeah. And so a lot of the presidents, like they're, I think a University of Texas, like Austin, I think their president was like, hey, well, if, you know, everybody calms down, we can sit and have a conversation about what you're looking to accomplish, at least. Yeah. And then, but a lot of other presidents are like, we are invested in, because the university obviously invests money to make money for the university. Yep. And they're like, we have money invested in so many companies that we don't even really realize maybe who they're associated with. And so we can't, we can't just flip a switch and all of a sudden all the money gets pulled back into the university. Like, it takes time to do whatever they're trying to do. And yeah, it's a lot of confusion back and forth, it feels like, from everybody.
So all Jews and Israelis are guilty for whatever happened. All of them, every four-year-old kid, you're a Jew, you're guilty. Is that how we're looking at this?
Yeah, I think they're saying if we can, so if, you know, University of, we'll just say Columbia, for example, if they're sending, you know, $1 million to some company that operates out of Israel, they're like, well, if you pull your money from there, maybe that'll start to get the attention of the Israeli government and they'll reevaluate how they're attacking Gaza.
But didn't Gaza attack them first? I'm asking because I don't pay attention to this shit.
Well, how I always understood it was like Hamas would like attack them, but they're not necessarily, that's not a representation of all of Palestine. And so then that's where maybe some of the confusion went. And so they're trying to distinguish between the two, but Hamas is so entrenched throughout Palestine that it's not really like, oh, well, yeah, Hamas is all conveniently over here. I would say it's like when we were in the Middle East looking for like Al-Qaeda, and it's not like Al-Qaeda was just a town.
Like, right? As easy as that would be, and as efficient as that would be to just like wrap the whole thing up, it's not.
Okay, so a question I do have for you. How does an 18-year-old Jew going to college in America have anything to do with that?
I think where some of the, and this is just, I want to preface this with, I am very unknowledgeable about the situation.
Well, that's great to hear. That's wonderful news.
Just to cover my bases, from my understanding, it's that there's a disagreement about the way that, for instance, the Israeli government is going about some of this, because from my understanding as well, like Palestine and Gaza is made up of like more than 50% children. And that's where like this continuous bomb, they just like, they just want a ceasefire so we can like talk and figure stuff out rather than just bombing and bombing and bombing.
Right.
Where I think the Israeli government and I think the U.S. government is saying like, not yet, like let them keep hammering away. But then people are saying, well, all these kids are dying.
Yeah.
Can we recognize that these kids are dying? And that's where it's like, well, it's just a casualty of war. And that's where some people are saying, well, Israel has to fight back. And then the differing viewpoint of that is they can, but I think they're going about it in a way that is maybe taking too many casualties of just people that aren't involved in this entire thing.
Is this all of Israel and every Jew in America because of what Netanyahu does?
And that's where I think some of the hatred maybe is misguided, because
I agree.
You know, Johnny from Pensacola,
right?
He might have Jewish heritage, but it's not he just wants to like watch, you know, sit down and watch the Tampa Bay Rays play, like.
Right.
But suddenly now he's the enemy because of where he identifies with, like, his ancestors and where his family may be from. So and that's where I think everybody needs to take a big breath of just,
okay,
let's calm down.
Yeah, it's ahead, Tom.
No, I was agreeing with you guys.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, it's like if like I go around and I'm like, yeah, you know what, AJ, because of slavery, I don't like you anymore. Like, it's
exactly,
you don't have anything to do with that. And so yeah, the whole like we hate every Jew in America now, like, it's a little egregious to me.
Look, when you go back to Blazing Saddles, I can't say what he said they would take because he used slurs for both people. But he said, basically, he said, we'll take the blacks and the, what is it?
The Irish?
Who was, no. You jumped ahead of yourself on that one. We'll take the blacks and the Chinese.
There you
but
go.
But we don't want the Irish. Mel Blanc. Mel Brooks. Mel Blanc was a great talent, too, though. Mel Brooks had it nailed, and that was, what, 45 years ago?
It might even be longer than that.
Yeah, might be longer than that. You're right. He nailed it. We don't want the Irish.
Yeah, 74. How long ago was that now? Is that almost 50 years?
Mm-hmm. 50 years ago. He nailed it. That was one of the greatest movies ever made, as far as I'm concerned. Why don't we do this? Why don't we live our lives, stop letting people like Netanyahu and all this stuff bomb the piss out of us. Look, I don't want to see one kid die. I mean, that breaks my heart that any children have to die at all, on any side, on either side, whether that's violence in our streets. Little children are getting massacred in our streets. We got to do something about all this violence because it's a bunch of guys who want to be tough guys, and there are a bunch of sugar tits that have to pull a gun every chance they get. Yeah. You're not a tough guy. Like I said, I've met tough guys. I am not a tough guy. I'm just telling you flat out, and neither are you. So calm down, relax. The hatred, seriously, let's move toward one another. Why can't we just, why don't I just take over? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get a Jew and a Palestinian. We're going to sit in a room and go, just move a little closer to one another physically, and then we'll think about it emotionally and intellectually. Move toward one another. Don't let these people rip you apart, because there are people making a lot of money off of what's going on in the Middle East. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 100%.
So there you go. Why can't we all just get along? Some of the great black men in America said that. Who was it, Tevin? Why can't we all just get along?
Ended up dying
very young.
I have no idea. Who was it?
By the end of the show, you better know what it is or you're out the door. Forget it. He was a very nice man. Died very young, unfortunately. Had a very stressful life. Got the shit beat out of him by a bunch of cops, I think it was.
Is that Rodney black King?
Black man. Rodney King.
Nope, better than my guess.
What was your guess? Roundhouse Rodney?
I just typed in, why can't we all just get along? And it's a song by Jacob Whitesides.
I was going to say that too.
In the immortal words of Jacob Whiteside, let me just say, oh, geez, we got to get going here. I'm sorry. This is my fault. I ran away. I've reached an emotional point, though. I cannot take any more of the lying, scummy bullshit, children being massacred, Jews being hated. This is all the leadership. And again, if you bring up trying to come together, they will try to destroy your life because there's too much money to be made being at war with other people. It's just disgusting to me. Human beings right now are very disgusting, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. I might never come back. I just might disappear and wander the wilderness. What do you think?
Bring some snacks.
Bring some snacks back with you. Ooh, I like that. It works for me. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale going on right now. For the best prices ever, when you use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets are only $29.98. You can also take advantage of the free shipping on larger items. You know, that can be tough, man. Larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers. They're 100% made in the USA. And the big deal is they're on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale, as a matter of fact. From the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually do absorb, which is a nice thing for a towel to do. Dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Let's take a second, talk about my bank. That would be North American Banking Company, NABC, ladies and gentlemen. If you own a business or thinking about maybe starting a business, make sure you check out my friends at North American Banking Company. They do a hell of a job. They've been doing it for me for years. When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, turn to their experts. Because they're locally owned and operated, loan decisions are made here in the Twin Cities, not shipped out of state. This helps business owners expand with confidence. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my friends at North American Banking Company? Go to nabanco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
I have never liked Judd. Oh, wait a minute. He's here now.
See? There's a lot of love between us. A
lot of love. What's that say? Ugly Beck?
Ugly Deck. Sponsor. Many fine sponsors. Ugly Deck. Yeah, they'll redo your deck. Beck? It's just the opposite of an ugly deck, because once they're done, your deck's beautiful.
See, your beautiful deck, baby. That's all you need to know. What's happening, Pally?
Well, we got some bad news last night that I was unaware of until Monday, and then it came to fruition actually at midnight today. the agreement between Diamond Sports Group, which of course is Bally Sports North, and Comcast, only the biggest cable provider, including mine, in the metropolitan area, has expired with no resolution, and therefore Twins baseball is no longer available to any of us that get Comcast. Nice. And this is true of every team that carries Diamond, you know. So if you carry Bally Sports South, Bally Sports whatever, and you get Comcast, you are not getting your team's games. Nice work, everybody.
I have a question for you. They can still get it on the MLB channel on streaming, correct?
No, because of the blackout restrictions here.
What is wrong with that place? Honest to God, nope. We were just talking about Minnesota. Huh? I was born and raised there, but some things about that.
He's so mad he froze.
Oh, no.
He's so mad he froze.
I was going to say, look at that silhouette. Look at that picture.
Oh, he's probably going off on an epic rant right now because he loves the Twins, and to just get shut out at midnight, Tom?
Well, and they play this afternoon.
Yeah.
But let's just get back to that picture. Like, if you're watching this right now, or if you're dipping into love, that's a great photo of Tom. I think you guys should capture that, have it framed for him, send it to him, and he can put it right behind himself. It's gorgeous.
He's probably just destroying the studio. Like, well, what are they doing over?
This is ridiculous, though. I mean, this is absolutely garbage. I found out, I didn't even realize this was a possibility until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, Diamond Sports Group and DirecTV actually resolved the, you know, whatever they were working through. So DirecTV still gets Bally Sports North and all of the Bally's channels, but, you know, for Comcast / Xfinity, you know, as of today, with a team on a 9-game winning streak, can any sports screw up its television rights carriage? You know, to Tom's point, you can't stream games now. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess you can, if you're me, you can switch to Fubo TV for another $80 a month, but I already pay like $325 a month in all my Xfinity stuff and Comcast stuff,
mm-hmm.
or you know, have DirecTV installed, which I used to get but got rid of because of the damn rain problems, and my neighbor's tree, which I couldn't cut down, was way too big. So, I mean, this is just absolutely, it's already bad because, like, they don't, Bally's is not on YouTube TV. It's not on a bunch of things, Tevin. Mm-hmm. But this is absolutely brutal. Mm-hmm. The timing couldn't be worse. I don't care. The teams can blame Comcast. The teams can blame Diamond. I don't care who the teams blame. This is partially on them too, because you're mm-hmm. doing business with a bankrupt entity.
Yeah.
So like this type of thing can happen. It could happen if they weren't bankrupt. But Diamond, you'd think Diamond gives a crap about anything but keeping its head above water right now. Right. This whole thing is absolutely stupid.
And it makes the league look terrible, because this is happening in the middle of the season. Like, it's one thing if the deal fell apart preseason, and you know going into the season it's just going to be tough to watch Twins games. But to be somebody that's on Comcast and you think, yeah, there's no way that just in the middle of the season, and as AJ was saying, in the middle of a playoff hockey game, they were like, hey, you have to switch over to a whole different channel if you want to watch the rest of it.
Predators.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it makes everybody that is in business with Diamond Sports Group look absolutely just foolish, because this is something that shouldn't be happening mid-season. You should have at least had an agreement to get you through whatever prospective season.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the Twins are on a one-year, and I think the Twins, the Guardians, and the Rangers were all in the same predicament, and they're all on like one-year contracts. Mm-hmm. So you're exactly right. How do you not say, okay, you get your carriage agreements worked out? Because as far as I know, this shouldn't have surprised them as well. And if it did, shame on them. That's the thing here, is I don't care. I don't give a damn about who you want to blame. The fans get screwed here, and the teams have to accept some responsibility for that. Like, and the Twins, my God, could they look worse? They went back to Diamond at a discount of sorts. Now, we don't know how much, they won't say. But the fact is that they went back at a discount. They then slashed their payroll, as we've talked about with Tom a bunch. They then still have fans that previous to last night couldn't watch games because they're not on YouTube, as we just talked about. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, streaming problems. This, I'm sorry, but I'm not absolving anybody here, and I think the Twins look awful here. They've won 9 in a bleeping row, and today's game, a lot of people now can't watch. You talk about chopping off your you-know-whats for your product. This is doing that.
I have a question for you, and thank you for Catherine and you guys shoulder to shoulder. You brought me back. You pulled me out, and I fought my way back in. Or what was that from some movie or whatever?
Yeah. It's all age. It's all age. I had nothing to do with it, by the way. Let's make this clear. I'm sitting at home doing this.
I am Comcast pulling the plug on Tom.
Yes, exactly. I don't understand. If I pay for MLB nationally so I can get it wherever I go, the only place I can't get it is in my hometown?
Oh, it's worse than that. Yes, but it's worse than that. The blackout restrictions in Iowa, for instance, if you get the streaming service in Iowa, there are 5 teams they've decided you can't watch. I'm not bleeping you, man. It's the Brewers, it's the Twins, it's the Cubs, the Royals and Cardinals, I think.
Wait a minute, the Cubs, aren't the Cubs huge in Iowa?
That's the point.
Yeah, because they wanted to make you drive all the way from Iowa to whatever stadium. It's probably like a 5-hour drive. Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, this is inexcusable. Like, this whole thing across the board, I'm not making up excuses for any of these entities. And baseball is on the hook for this, too. It is absolutely ridiculous. How in 2024, how is it difficult to watch sports?
I know.
Right.
So what happened to Bally? They just don't have the money anymore. Who owns Bally Sports?
Something called Diamond Sports Group, which is an offshoot of Sinclair. It's a subsidiary of Sinclair of some sort.
You mean the gas stations? Thank you very much.
No. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really pisses me off.
It is. It pisses me off. Every year we have this, and I'm getting really tired of it.
Yeah.
I get to watch 3 more weeks of my Twins. If they don't work it out, I can't watch them for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah, and the thing, as I was just telling Tevin too, is Diamond is in a bankrupt. They're trying to get out of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really a credible company right now. They're a company hanging on by a thread. I don't think they give a damn. Like, it's not like they're going to be here a long time, possibly. We don't know. We don't, you know, that's the thing is, it's just a mess. And the Twins are, everyone's going to claim, you know, Comcast is going to claim it's Diamond's fault. Diamond's going to claim it's Comcast's right. fault. And the Twins are going to say, don't blame us. We're stuck in the middle. But I say BS. I say, one, you're all at fault. And as I was just yep. saying, Tom, when you rejoined us, what really pisses me off the most is, you know, the Twins ended up going back. They're still being paid a rights fee. It's less than they got last year. They slashed their payroll. They got off to a bad start. Now they've won 9 consecutive games, and now more people can't watch them.
And that starts today?
Yeah, yep. It started last night.
Last night.
Midnight,
yeah.
Well, thanks for the warning. Thanks for the long warning from the company. That's really great. Yeah, really appreciate it.
And that's the thing, too. I didn't see this as a heads up from a team, from Bally, from Comcast. It was some, like, reporter, journalist that was like, here's what I'm hearing that it's going to go offline in about 3 hours. So
the first thing I saw was Monday night there was a report that Diamond Sports Group and DirecTV had reached an agreement. And it's that report said, but the Comcast deal is up tomorrow. So that's the first time, Monday night. And then last night it said, the report was in the evening, they didn't reach a deal. It's expected to be pulled at midnight.
I mean, the only problem I got with what you just said is the journalist part of it, because, you know, even Bob Sansevier is a journalist. I mean, my God.
Yeah, that's good. That's
what
a good
kind
point.
Of credibility are we talking here? Yeah.
That's a good point.
I am getting so tired of the Twins and their I'm on, we're off, we're not on, we're on now, we're not now. We're,
I know.
I'm getting really tired of that with this team. I really am.
I know. It's absolutely it's ridiculous. And the frustration too is the poll ads for how long it put on a masterclass in how not to run or be involved with media.
It's true.
You go back to the Victory Sports thing. You go, you know, there's just so many. I mean, this just looks so bad because you had a chance. Now, they'll claim, well, it was in bankruptcy, the proceedings, we didn't know, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is that agreement was up.
Yes.
You know, that they weren't under contract after 2023. And now it's just, we have no idea. Diamond was originally going, their original plan was we're going to ride out the storm for a year and be gone. Then they got this, I think it was Amazon agreement in where they might have a streaming partner. So then they're like, well, we're not going to be gone. We're going to ride out bankruptcy and then come back stronger. And it's just like, it's so screwed up. And, you know, ultimately we lose.
If somebody would have told me years ago that, Tom, if you're 2,000 miles away, you can watch the Twins, but if you're 2 blocks away, you can't. Mm-hmm. What? Oh, God.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. You know what's great about this? Every retired person in the South, Florida, wherever they ended up retiring to, there you get all the games. They're like, well, I don't care.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Unless they're Tampa Bay Rays or Marlins fans, in which case, if they're too close, they don't get the games because they're subject to blackouts.
See, luckily, I'm just far enough away from Miami.
Okay, well, that's, yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm not sure the Twins would be blacked out if I was any closer to Miami.
No, the Marlins are probably, and the Rays might be. Like I said, the league sets the blackout, the blackout map.
It's
five
ridiculous.
Teams in Iowa.
How does baseball on television not make any money? Because this has got to be a money thing.
Well, no, this is a money thing for the, this is for Diamond. As far as what they would get, baseball's fine.
No, I understand baseball's fine, but they're not paying. Are they not paying out enough money to keep this thing afloat?
Oh, for Diamond, Diamond's a mess. They did the old trick that was done in the '90s when certain corporations like McClatchy decided to buy the Star Tribune and then decided to buy. Well, let's buy about 12 papers.
Yeah.
Well, I got bad news for you. The business ain't going great. And then it's like, oh, my God, what have we done?
Yes.
How
stupid.
So Fox Sports sold all of those RSNs for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
sold them because they could see going off the cliff because, you know, the old model, which used to be cable and satellite, will carry us and we're fine. Cord cutters killed them.
Yep.
But instead of Sinclair saying, oh, yeah, that wouldn't be a good investment, I think it passed through Disney and Sinclair bought it. And then Sinclair looked at the books and said, oh, we're screwed.
I'm going to tell you, because I know you got to go, but we got some heat coming. I'm telling you flat out, because television, radio, all of this, exactly what's happening in sports now,
yep.
is going to happen across the board. Television and radio got some rough times coming ahead, and it's going to affect a lot of how we see and hear things.
Yes. Well, it's, you know what? I'm not joking. It started with newspapers.
Yes, it did.
The delivery, the thirst for information and content has never been stronger. The way yep. to consume it is not how people think. And the and quite frankly, part of the problem is you have a lot of people around my age still making decisions.
Yeah.
And they don't want to, they want to get to retirement too much. They don't want to look at what the future holds. And they also want to try to maximize the revenue streams that they previously had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's changing too. So you just nailed it.
Well, I'm telling you, look, we'll close with this. Again, I know you got to get going here, but we've been talking about this too with podcasting. Podcasting's wonderful. But the problem with podcasting now is you can't get any good guests. I mean, you can get good guests, you can't get really great guests.
Right.
Because they all have their own podcast, so they don't need to come on your podcast. Media is changing. You ain't going to believe what media looks like 5-10 years from now. It's going to be nothing like this.
Agreed, Tom. Agreed. All right, sir.
All right, young
I
man.
I do have we'll to talk. Run, but thank you very much.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Awesome, guys. Talk
thank
to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Great to be here. I'm glad I didn't hear part of that conversation because it just made me weep. It's my twins. I love the twins. I love the twins more than any other team. I like the Vikings a lot. I mean, they're nice people over at the Wild. They're the Timberwolves, great people, University of Minnesota. But my favorite team has always been the Minnesota Twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Every year. When I come home in 3 weeks, I won't be able to watch my twins. What? What?
We'll start buying some tickets then, I guess.
Yeah. I guess. I better go to every game, for Christ's sake. Oh, it's just... Okay. I'm hyperventilating. That's all I know. Okay, we got to take a break. What's that guy's name again? Krispy Kreme, what is it?
I don't know, but it appears he's in studio today for the first time in about a month.
Well, he got his job back.
Wait, who is?
Krispy Kreme.
Is he really?
I don't know. We'll
in studio. I guess we're going to find out. Hi, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Hi, ladies. It's Tom for Livia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to get a job. I like the fact they call them weight control centers, by the way, because it's not just about weight loss. It's controlling your weight, which they help a lot with. Now is the time to get a jump on some of the Livia way. Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free in those first 8 weeks. By following Livia's nutrition plan with the help of their... And by the way, their team is very helpful. It's not about, you have to do what I tell you to. It's, hey, how can we get this done together, Tom? I really, really like that a lot about it, no question. They have an expert team of registered dietitians and nutritionists. You can get a lot of help from them. You can lose up to 20 pounds or more. I've already lost, I think, 18. So, yes, it's very true, in 3 weeks. Imagine how much better you'll feel, not to mention how much better your summer clothes will fit. Join today, and you'll also receive a complimentary in-body scan, I said. So here's the deal. I've been on it now for, it was 3 weeks yesterday. No, excuse me, it was 3 weeks on Monday. I've already lost 18 pounds. It's not been hard to do, and that's the thing that I'd like to impress upon people. A lot of times, oh my God, I'm always hungry. I am never hungry. And I'm a hungry guy, I will tell you honestly. Your boy here loves to eat, there's no question about it. But I am never hungry, and that's the part that really helps me. And that's me again. You know, I'm just telling you, the Livia Center people, and I tell them this all the time, don't bring this up to them because I tell them how wonderful they are all the time, so they don't need to hear it from you and me. You know what I mean? So here's the deal. I have lost 18 pounds, kept it. Look, here's the situation. I've kept it off, and not only kept it off, I've lost more, and it has not been hard. Not 1 minute has been hard. Join today. Get your first 8 weeks of Livia's nutrition plan free. Visit Livia.com. That's L-I-V-E-A.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia's Medical Weight Loss is now offering GLP-1 medications. Again, I'm doing that because you told me you did it, so I'm doing it, and it's working. Starting at just $299 per month. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Visit Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Get a jump on summer the Livia way.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggers, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk. Josh Arnold, call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Mr. Eggert.
Hello.
Coming home in 3 weeks.
Yeah?
I get home in 3 weeks, right?
That's the countdown, huh?
Yep, 3 weeks. I'm coming home. Looking forward to seeing everybody, my friends, certainly the family. But I won't be able to see my Minnesota Twins, which I can do here, but I can't do there.
That whole situation has lots of sports fans upset this morning. That was one of our stories we covered, obviously, too. But it's, and I heard you talking about it a little bit into the break. The media landscape is quite more complicated now than it ever was. And there's redistribution fees, and there's all kinds of crap. Everybody's trying to just get this tiny little bit of money in this pie that keeps getting fractioned into, you know, so many more different pieces, and it's complex, that's for sure.
The amazing thing about it is I'm sitting a couple of thousand miles away from Minnesota. I can get any radio station, any TV station, any sports team here, but some of them I can't get in Minnesota. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I guess you'll have to just go to the ballpark. You know who I'm sure is quite happy about all this is WCCO Radio.
Because yeah, probably. Once again, George Soros wins. What a shock.
I'm sure they're like, yep, well, you know what? We're the home of the Twins. We got your baseball right here.
You know, and I'm really glad you brought that up because I would like to mention something because, you know, I'm a generation or two older than you guys are. I can't even imagine since I was 9 years old what it's like to not be able to watch the Twins. It's been tough other years to come and go and all the rest of it. Minnesota Twins are one of the biggest things that ever happened in my life. They began their first year when I was, I believe, 8 years old. I'm a huge Twins fan. And I mean, I love, it's just that I don't just like the Twins. I love that team. Mm-hmm. They've been, you know, a part of my life since, like I said, I was an 8-year-old boy. This bothers me a lot. It's just beyond, oh, what an inconvenience or blah, 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 blah. You can't even pick it up on streaming. Judd just pointed out streaming, they block streaming too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
I'm hyperventilating. Can you hear that?
I don't know. It just sucks because you want to like, and I know it's bad timing with them being on this winning streak right now too, but you know, it's like right when you want to get on board and you're like, oh, they're doing great. You're like, let's go. And then you can't even watch the freaking team. Like it's super annoying. Like
my first tickets I ever bought as a Twins fan, I bought 6 tickets right behind the Twins dugout at Metropolitan Stadium, 6 tickets. I believe the grand total for the year was somewhere around $15,000 for all 6 tickets for the year. I check now. Those same seats are about 160 G's.
guy who owns Cambria, Marty Davis has some of those seats, and mm-hmm. he has donated them over the last several years. He supports a lot of local sports teams.
He like does, yeah.
High school. And he would gift his tickets to the Minnetonka football team for a number of years that we could auction them. And I was in charge of running that auction for a number of years.
Oh, okay.
And people would pay those seats are fantastic, I'm told. They I'll are. Put it that way. Like people phenomenal. Were paying a crazy amount of money for that privilege to be able to sit in those seats. And they're all like big cushy seats. you got your whole concession stand and everything like right there built in. Like that's living right there.
It is indeed. And by the way, you can stop sending in me personal messages to me. Yeah, Tom, remember they had Tom Bernard Day at the stadium last year and you threw out the first pitch and completely missed the plate? Only by about 45 feet, though.
Did you miss the – why didn't we get video of that?
There is video of it.
Is there?
I forgot, literally, because I was so distracted. You know, it's kind of overwhelming to have your own day at a Twins
sure.
game when they love you. And, you know, I love them and, you know,
yeah.
I was really distracted. And I forgot, I'm on a mound. I'm not on flat ground. So my left foot's going to be about a foot and a half to two, about a foot to a foot and a half lower than my right foot.
Yeah.
The ball's going left. You have to adjust to that.
Right.
And I didn't, and it went dead left.
That's
funny.
It was
hilarious. It's like, oh. And Herbeck looks at me like, really? That's how you threw it.
I did that once for a Saints game. when they were still in the Midway Stadium. So, like, this is, like, quite a while back. And I actually threw a strike, but I'm like the worst. I throw everything like a basketball because I shoot the baseball like a basketball. Somehow I made a strike, but I know I look so stupid doing it. But I felt really good about being able to pull it off. I would have and been in the Twin Stadium. I think you did great. I mean, that's a lot. That's a whole different deal.
Oh, that's a wonderful day. It was a wonderful day, and thank you so much to the Twins for doing that for me. It was pretty amazing. I don't know. It's just one of those situations. Look, the more we talk about this, the sadder I'm going to start crying here because I can't watch my damn baseball team in 3 weeks.
Why don't you use some of that Tom Bernard Entertainment empire and buy yourself some kind of
how about this? I just get to town and I go, hey, Bolad, come here for a minute. I don't care which one it is. Come here for a minute. I got to talk to you. They're worth billions of dollars. Could you just work something out? How about the Polad Sports Network? How about that?
I mean, it's not uncommon. Over the last several years, there have been a lot of these similar fights
yep.
with local TV stations. It all comes down to we're all fighting over a smaller amount of money than was available, before when it was just your TV signal goes out over the air, period.
Yes.
Like that's our deal. We can sell that. But then you take that and then you put it on cable. So then there's redistribution fees with the cable companies it's going to take. And then they take that and they stream it down even more. And by the time it gets all down to it, there's not that money, not that much money left. So you see fights like this because the landscape's just so much different.
But. It is a lot different. But I'm telling you, we talked about it earlier, television, radio, podcasting. I mean, newspapers are already over. It's going to change a lot. And this is an indication of how much it's changing.
There's
It's a whole different universe coming.
If I get 10 more years out of this before it all goes away, I'll be lucky.
I'm hoping for 2.5, man. You're talking 10. I'm talking a quarter of that.
I mean, realistically, I'd be happy. I'm hoping I still have a job tomorrow, just period. But
yes, exactly.
Let alone 10 years. But if I don't go, I'm probably going to get fired. So I do have to go because I'm a little behind.
No, let's hold him to make sure he gets fired. All right, Chrissy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to hire me full time, Tommy, I'll come work for you.
You and I'd be a good team.
I think we would.
There's no question about it.
Just throwing it out there.
All right, Pally, get off your ass and go back to work.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite people in the world, Channel 5's Chris Eggert, is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. And I'll tell the story again very quickly. One of my reasons I love that guy, Chris Eggert, first time he's ever on the podcast years and years ago, walks in and takes his leg off, puts her up in the corner. I'm like, what the hell? Okay. We'll just take that leg off and we'll put her in a, we'll prop her up in the corner.
Right. Make yourself at home, Chris.
It's just, but I'm very serious about this, particularly for guys your age, people your age. You aren't going to believe what's going to happen to communication in the next 5 years. Not even 5 years, two years probably. Television's going to change a lot. Radio's going to change a lot. Newspapers are just about over. When's the last time you picked up a newspaper? he starts laughing. That's really funny.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It was daily. It was the morning and the afternoon paper. You picked up the paper. You read the paper. When's the last time somebody did that? About 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Somebody our age, I would say.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think I've ever picked up a newspaper just because, like, oh, yeah, let's get the news today.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it is. I know we got to get going here, but I don't know. He's hoping for 10 more years. I'm figuring, you know, maybe 2.5. What do you think? Can we make it that far? What do you say?
Yeah. Baby steps.
Without the whole thing changing. Now, look, we can still get really, really good guests, but a number of friends of mine, and I've known these people for 35, 40 years, they don't want to do interviews anymore. I don't want to do interviews anymore because I don't have to. I do my own podcast. Everybody watches my podcast, so I don't need to plug my shows. It's a whole different world now, man, and it's going to change a lot more, too. We'll take a break, be right back, come back and complain about other things right after this. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Tootin' it is. There's no question about it. I've never looked at five random facts for Wednesday today.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever look at this stuff?
No, I don't.
Every once in a while, cause sometimes you'll get a couple of the lists that are interesting.
No, good. That's why I asked, because I've never looked at it. So this might be interesting.
I'm going to say there's a 40% chance.
Okay.
Uh-oh, so 60% chance it sucks.
Yeah.
Five random facts for Wednesday. Here's some random facts for you. Yeah, this first one already. The Railroad Commission of Texas has nothing to do with railroads. What?
Well, then what is it? What is it for? What does it do?
It doesn't tell you that. Oh, it regulates the oil and gas industry, plus surface coal and uranium mining. It used to regulate railroads dating back to the 1890s, but those duties were all taken over by the Texas Department of Transportation, and that started in 1984. So look, you learned that we learned mm-hmm. a very important fact.
Okay. That makes sense, though. That's going to, like, CCM, the hockey company,
mm-hmm.
the CCM stands for Canadian Cycling and Motor, mm-hmm. because they used to do bikes and motorcycles back in the day until they switched to hockey.
Okay.
So they just kept the branding, and everybody's like, okay, sure, we'll just roll with it.
I like the way you went there. Okay, sure, we'll get that going.
That was my quiet Bob Sansevier impression.
Kind of Dennis Miller-y, too. You guys ever seen Dennis Miller live?
No,
I'm not live, but I've seen familiar with his work on television.
He is phenomenal live. He's really, really good. There was a guy, we were at about a 4,000-foot auditorium, 4,000-seat, excuse me, auditorium, something mm-hmm. like that. No, it's probably more than that. It's probably about 6,000 or 7,000. And for some reason, a guy just would not stop talking to him from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
He just kept talking. Hey, Dennis, don't you tell the story about, you know, and the people. If you'd have been sitting by me, I would have suggested maybe you should shut up. So, because we paid to get in here, and we didn't pay to listen to you.
Naturally, mm-hmm. yeah.
And Dennis Miller ignored him and ignored him and ignored him. And then finally his head went like this, it just dropped down, right? And when his face is down, he goes just like this. Sir, I got to be honest with you. I am absolutely incapable of human interaction. So in other words, I'm not going to talk to you, so shut up. What is it about people that they think they can just take over a show like that and the 6,000-7,000 other people are going to have to suffer their way through it?
I bet you alcohol's involved.
Oh, yeah. But how big an ego do you have that you think you're more important than the guy who's up on stage?
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. My favorite was always after the show, and because some comedians, especially if you go to like a smaller comedy club, they'll go out into the lobby and, you know, mingle with the fans that came and say thank you. And you'd get people that would come up and go, you know, I thought that joke was funny, but you should try this punchline instead.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. God, I'm just getting some great memories of over the years interviewing comedians and the great things they said. But no, I mean, that's the whole deal, though. That's exactly. I'm going to talk to you from my seat, which I did pay for But forget all these other people that paid as much or more than I did to get in. I'm going to throw the show off kilter. Mm-hmm. How big an ego do you have? I don't care if you're drunk or not. You got to have a massive ego to try to take on Dennis Miller.
Oh, yeah. Especially somebody like, I always looked at it as that's his job. He gets paid to talk shit to people. And you think you're going to outwit and out shit talk the guy that's a professional? It's like going up to a boxer and being like, you know what? I could fight you. Like, no. No, you cannot, sir.
No. No, you cannot. Have they ever watched, like, professional boxers throw punches, how they set up and how they get? I mean, it's not just random punching. I wish you would notice that, sir.
Yeah, and they're thinking about punching you while you're punching them. Like, they're like, I'm going to get punched on purpose here, and then I'm going to now come over the top and just knock you out. Yeah. No, thanks.
Boom. You ever been knocked out?
No.
I've been knocked out once in my life, and I had it coming, by the way.
Okay.
I can readily admit, because I might have had about, how many beers in a case?
Thank it was like 24?
Yeah.
24, baby. I don't know how many, but it was close.
Mm-hmm.
And I deserved it. But the weird thing is when you wake up, it's like you realize, you don't realize anything ever happened. You're just like, oh, I'm awake now. You know?
Yeah. All right. Just kind of come to in the middle of a bar. Is everybody standing over the top of you?
No headache, no nothing?
Yeah.
No, I was in a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The guy who did it actually is dead now. I didn't kill him. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm implying.
Thank you for adding that part in. That's definitely what I would have thought.
He's dead, but I did not kill him. As a matter of fact, he was a good friend of mine. And the only reason he did it is so I'd shut up. I had it coming. There's no question.
Seems a little extreme.
But you know the greatest? Nah, I was being a real prick, I guess.
Okay, all right.
But in any case, I guess I woke up. I got up and went, let's go get some pizza. like what?
I'm hungry. You guys hungry?
You guys hungry? Let's go get a pizza. I think it's a good idea. No, I think it's good, you know, to talk about things like that. You don't ever want to get. I don't have any memory of getting punched. I have a memory of waking up on the ground. But it was a good lesson. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some lessons in life you have to learn the hard way.
Yes, you do. There's no question about it. We should probably take a break here. Can we take a break while AJ's on the horn, or should I wait for him?
I think we can. We can take a break now. He's coming back.
Okay, AJ, we good to go with our guest?
Yeah, she'll be up. They're getting a hold of her, so we'll be able to take this break and come back with Mel.
Look at the flow.
Look at us.
The flow of the show, baby. We shall be right back. Very special guest Mel Harris coming up next.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. When you use promo code TOM, you get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146, go to MyPillow.com, and use promo code TOM.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. News and information. Is Mel ready to go?
She sure is.
Mel Harris, ladies and gentlemen, the comedy drama feature film Queen of Knives. The film is available now on pay-per-view, video on demand, other major platforms. The film stars Golden Globe nominated Mel Harris. Congratulations on that. And Gene Pope, who also produced and co-wrote the movie. I got a big question, right? How long did you follow me around, Mel, before you wrote the movie about my life? Because I just read the descriptor. This is my life. I'm just telling you.
And which character would you be?
Well, let me put it this way. I'll start with it. Queen of Knives follows the Benedetto family, which is scattered to the winds in Brooklyn, New York. When I was a little boy, went to a friend of mine's house, and Tony Bennett was playing on the record player.
Wow.
And I walk in. This is a Sicilian family, by the way. I walk in, and I thought I'd, you know, reach out and try to make a connection. And I said to my friend's father, "Oh, Tony Bennett." And he goes, "What?" I said, "Tony Bennett." He goes, "It's Antonio de Benedetto in this house. You got it?" I went, "Oh, okay." So, Mel, I kind of am following along where you're headed with this whole thing, if you know what I'm saying.
I hear you. Indeed. Yeah, it's a crazy family. Well, most families are pretty crazy in their own way if you examine them. But here in Queen of Knives, we examine the Benedetto family. Or the Benedetto family, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, De Benedetto, whatever the hell it takes. So, Mel, what's it all about? The descriptor, by the way, is magnificent, but I don't want to read the descriptor because I want you to talk about these things. Relationship shifting.
I need to get my perspective in it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
We meet the Benedetto family. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'll shut up, I promise.
Please don't. We meet the Benedetto family. They're the center of Queen of Knives, and as they're splintering apart, my character Kathy is getting a divorce from her husband, Frank, played by Gene Pope, as you mentioned before. We have two daughters, and we're all going on our journeys, different journeys, sometimes surprising, sometimes sad. You know, I think we'll make you cry, we'll make you laugh. But one of the interesting things about the Benedetto family for me, and this may be a tradition in some places, they're still staying together as a family of people who care about each other and care for each other, even mm-hmm. if they're not in love with each other in the same way. And they have these family dinners. I tend to call them the Benedetto family disasters because they usually end up being that.
Yep.
And you get lots of surprises. And in this one, there's absolutely another Benedetto family dinner, and there they are. And it's really lots of surprises and lots of things that might piss somebody off. Interactions. It's just great watching the family dynamics because I think almost all of us have family dynamics of some point. So some people might understand where the daughters' journeys are going, understand where my journey is going, which is a surprise to my character along the way. And then I look at Frank's journey, and I don't know what the hell he's doing. So it's humanity. It's life in a family.
You know, an example, because I adore my wife and I have been together, dating for 44 years, been married 40 years this July 7th.
Wow.
We've been together forever.
Does that make 95 years?
What's that?
Does that make 85 years, 40 dating and 45 married, or 45 dating and 40 married?
No, four dating.
I'm doing your math for you.
Thank you, Mel. I really appreciate it. But you know what's so great about it, and it kind of, I get the feeling it's a Benedetto family kind of thing. I tell my wife yesterday, God, I really feel good about everything, you know, kind of getting everything in order and wonderful. I'm in such a good mood because everything's kind of heading in the right direction. And she looks at me and goes, why don't you tell me that every day? I'm getting sick of hearing this. I'm giving her good news, but because I do it every day, she goes after me. What the hell is that, Mel?
Love, baby. It's love. What were you expecting?
That's exactly it. That is love, though, isn't it? I mean, I'm so madly in love with her, and she knows that.
Well, that's lovely. That's really fabulous and terrific. But, you know, she could have come at you with a, you know, you could have come at her with a list of, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. I think
right.
It's a way of saying, I got it. I'm really glad for you.
I can tell you one thing, looking at this, we're talking to Mel Harris about the comedy drama feature Queen of Knives, and films available now on pay-per-view, video on demand, other major platforms. I guarantee you there'll be two people watching it tonight, Mel, because this, it just reminds me of my childhood. Just the descriptor reminds me of my childhood.
That's fantastic. I think you need to take some chocolate and roses to that screening.
I should. You're absolutely right. Chocolate. I'll just send them right to Mel Harris, or care of Mel Harris. Is that a good way to do it?
Just say, suggested by Mel Harris.
What do you know, the family dynamic, is it as important as it was when I was a kid, Mel? It was a huge deal, and even though my father wasn't even present, the being around the family, like we would get together on the weekends, all the rest of it. I mean, just reading the descriptor, it seems to me underlying all of this stuff, is it still family?
Absolutely. And everybody's definition and life experience of family is different. I still think that, I think family is as important, if not more important than it ever was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't have babies anymore, but it's you know, my children are my family. My siblings are my family. My friends are my family. And I think it's really mm-hmm. important. And they keep telling us that social relationships are very important. And I think that's probably true, because I know I get bennies out of my family relationships.
You know, we've been talking about this a little bit this morning already, but being on your phone, walking down the street, constantly listening to things instead of communicating with people is really hurting our society, I think. I mean, you can't get people's attention anymore. Just walking by someone, it's just really too... Is that hurting exactly what we're trying to gain here, some better communications between human beings? Because if you're doing nothing but staring at your phone, you probably don't even know how to talk to a human being.
Well, it becomes isolationist. And I think one of the things, no matter what new technology we get, I think there's moderation with almost everything. You know, a box of chocolates is great, but if you eat 40 of them a day, it's not great. So but it's true. It's like, how do you moderate that? And I think particularly for the youth of today, you know, people who don't even know forget about life without a computer. How about life without a cell phone? I mean, that's a whole nother genre. A whole
yep.
other generation, and in the methodology of community. I mean, I maybe watch the evening news over my parents' shoulder, or you know, the daily news of New Brunswick, New Jersey, and it's different matter. It's Twitter, man. It's there. It's instantaneous. It's crazy, and so that's a whole nother way. You have to just process everything instantly, and it's challenging. I think it's very challenging.
No, I think it is. Mel, do you think we need more movies like Queen of Knives talking about the family unit? Because, boy, the focus to me seems kind of off. Now, in my family, like I said, Catherine and I have been married for, it'll be 40 years on July 7th. We have children. We have grandchildren. Thank you. We're very, very close. You know, there are little bumps in the road now and then. But I don't know if I could exist without that family unit. I would hate it if I didn't have my family.
I agree completely. Mine has been, and like you said, it doesn't mean there aren't bumps. That's what I think that the relationships in which you are most passionate, most loving, most caring, most connected to are probably the bumpiest. You bump with somebody that you don't have that kind of emotional attachment to. It's like, okay, I don't like this. Doesn't feel good. Might make me mad. Whatever. But okay, next.
Right.
The same with your family and those you're connected to in that way. And I think that's a sign of how connected we are.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get your home number, Mel. And then while I'm watching Queen of Knives tonight with my wife, I'm going to call you like every half hour and do a review. What do you think?
That That's fine, as long as your wife has chocolates and flowers in her hand, in her lap.
You've been on chocolates and flowers. I better send you some chocolate and flowers. That's all I have to say.
No, I don't want them. You're supposed to take them home to your beautiful bride.
I will get that done, and I'll think of you, Mel. But I am going to watch your movie. This movie, I'd be honest with you, I'm a very, very family-oriented guy, so I'm going to love it. Queen of Knives tonight, and Mel, come back. I'd love to talk to you again.
Well, you let me know, Mel Harris 56. You let me know how you like it.
I will. I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
I'd actually be even more interested in what your wife thinks.
Oh well, thank you. Already, I get stabbed in the back.
No. I said both, but the female point of view. Just looking for it.
I'll get it done. Thank you, Mel.
Tom, thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too. Mel Harris. See, I got to be honest with you. I just, you know, as soon as I read Queen of Knives follows the Benedetto family, which is scattered to the winds in Brooklyn, New York. Are you guys big family people like I am? I think you are. From what I can tell talking to you over the last several months, that you are big family people as well, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. AJ?
Yeah, I would say so. I like, getting together with the family, catching up with everybody. You know, you don't get to see them as often as maybe you want to, but, you know, when we get, you know, the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, everybody together, it's a fun time. It's a great time.
You know what's hilarious about that? It was my sister Vicky. My sister Vicky's 2 years older than I am, right?
Yep.
And it was her birthday on April 29th, just a couple of days ago. And what's so funny is I called her to wish her a happy birthday. And her voice sounds exactly like it did when she was like 6 years old. I know it doesn't to other people, but I hear that little six-year-old part of Vicky in her voice because we were been so close for so long. Vicky's a wonderful person. She's a really, really wonderful person. But just to hear, she's 2 years older than me, but just to hear that voice makes me happy. You got people in your family, just hearing their voice makes you happy. Isn't that great?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then there are other people, you hear their voice and go, oh, Christ, why me? Right?
There is that side of the coin as well, for sure.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. Kristen will yell at me about something coming up right after this. Let's take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. If you own a business or are thinking about starting one, make sure to check out my friends at North American Banking Company. When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, turn to their experts. Because they are locally owned and operated, loan decisions are made here in the Twin Cities, not shipped out of state. This helps business owners expand with confidence. So, if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my friends at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Look at that timing, huh? Oh, no response. You're not talking.
I know, because you were like a hot second late, and you're like, look at my timing.
Well, it's just not that big a deal. Yeah, these things, I just grabbed my vitamins. They're very, very heavy, so I had to haul them over. It took a little longer.
Is that your line of vitamins that I see behind you, right above your head?
That's my Livia food. You mean those little boxes?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
You see, it's all my bars and all that stuff. Lost another pound and a half yesterday.
Tom, you're looking younger and younger, and I'm not saying that just to be nice to you. I'm saying that because I seriously...
It's the lighting.
No, you look good. I think you feel good, too. I can hear it in your voice. Like, your spirit is very lifted.
It is. There's no question. Well, you know, but I got to be honest with you. Part of that is I'm going home in 3 weeks, and I haven't seen the family in a while, and I miss the hell out of my family. I really do. I don't like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. But you got to get them all to move to Florida with you.
Yeah, but you know, you got to come and go. I mean, we're still going to be going back to. I got to figure it all out, though, because there's one thing I will tell you. The state of Minnesota drives me nuts. And I'm talking about the government in the state of Minnesota. It drives me insane. They just will not leave me alone. And that's one of the reasons I live down here now for several months of the year. It's just,
You stayed longer this year, didn't you, than you had in prior years? I noticed that.
I love my friends. I love the people that I know in Minnesota. That's not the problem at all. It's the people who run the place that drive me crazy. Jesus. Are you ever happy? Right?
I don't work in politics for that absolute reason.
Oh, God. It's getting worse. I thought it'd get better. It's getting worse by the day, Kristen.
I've got the debating skills, I think, to work in politics, but I don't. I would like to just have a life and live in a nice little happy bubble. So entertainment, it is.
So you don't want to be in politics? In other words, you don't want to be a greedy, selfish pig? Is that what you're saying?
Crazy. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to just work in the insanity here in Hollywood, because
yes,
it is crazy and it is insane, but also it's very easy to avoid. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I can work in it, but then once my job is over for the day, I can just go and be a normal person. So.
That is good. Is it across the board, and I'm asking all three of you and the listeners this, because it seems to me now that people are getting, other than the people you know in your circle and all the rest of it, and maybe that's the problem, you don't get outside your circle, people are nowhere near as nice as they used to be. Are they learning that from watching national television? Because, my God, you cannot watch the national news shows. You can't.
The local
ones are good, but the national ones are unwatchable.
I think there's less of a sense of neighborhood in the world. I think you don't know your neighbors the way you used to even 10 years ago, let's say. And there's less of a sense of community. So I think that is an issue. And I mean, I think about it. Like, I live in a condo building. It's not a huge condo building.
Mm-hmm.
And on my floor, like our corridor, like I know who the people are and I know the names and we're friendly and we all watch out for each other. But are we hanging out? No. And when I lived in my apartment in New York, remember, a huge city.
Yeah.
I hung out with people and we would go out for drinks and we would go out for dinner. And that was in, you know, and maybe it's the LA culture, but I don't know. I just feel like people are a little bit more in their own world. And maybe COVID had something to do with it. And we've all become introverts in some weird way. But it's just different.
It is a totally different. Like I said, I mean, I love my friends in Minnesota. I love the people I know. I loved growing up. I was born and raised in Minnesota. I love Minnesota. So maybe it's just the whole world has changed. It's got a flavor I just don't like anymore. People are just not very nice anymore.
Yeah, I always call it just community. There's less community.
Less community. It's a very good way to put
community,
it.
Less community, yeah. And I honestly have a great community. I always joke. I'm like, I literally just hang out with other entertainment reporters. And it's such a weird small bubble in Los Angeles, but we've developed such a wonderful community. And we all sort of do something a little bit different, but we even bring our spouses along. And it's a really great support system. And I honestly love it.
Well, one of the reasons I look forward to getting back home for a while is I live in a cul-de-sac, and literally all the way around the cul-de-sac and a bit down both sides of the street are all really good friends of ours. Not one prick in the bunch other than me. I'm the worst guy in the whole lot. No, my neighbors are so incredibly nice that eventually I'm going to probably have to move I know that, and it's not going to take much longer to do that. I will miss. I told them. We used to get together. Everybody brings their chairs, and they put them in the cul-de-sac, and we sit there. It's 10, 15, sometimes 20 people having a great time. And so I'm still going to come back for the meetings, even if I do move. But it just, I literally am being driven crazy by some of the fine representatives of Minnesota. Just leave me alone. How about that? Right?
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I mean, the world is crazy.
It is. The world has lost its mind. So anything new as far as the new? Oh, I should probably read this part, though, because Bilski will yell at me if I don't. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So what is the latest?
I'm going to start off with a story about The Rock. And I don't know if anyone's seen some of the headlines today. I think the nice guy reputation of The Rock is officially, those days are officially over.
Yep. I heard he's a raging prick.
So, yeah, that is what that report is saying, too. Yep. Now, I want to just say, first of all, if you want to read it, it's pretty interesting. It's a deep dive. It's on therap.com. If you're not familiar with The Rap, it's one of the trade magazines here in Los Angeles, covers entertainment, not as big as Hollywood Reporter and Variety, those names that you hear over and over again, but is reputable, which means that they vetted their sources and they probably had legal look over this as well, because I imagine that The Rock's legal team probably also looked at this to see if there was any sort of, you know, threats that they could send the media outlets way. But it talks about his behavior on the set, particularly on Red One, which is coming up this November. It's with Chris Evans. It's a holiday movie. And how he would show up late to set, which we have heard before if anyone followed the last cycle of Fast and Furious. And we're not talking like an hour or 2 hours. We're talking 8 hours late to set.
Jeez.
Costing, and I want people to understand too, like if you do not show up on set, that is millions of dollars. That is not like, hey, it's going to cost us 10 grand or something like that. That you're setting that movie back by millions of dollars just with one day of being late when it comes to shooting. If he needs to go to the restroom, he does not use the restroom. He uses a Voss bottle, that is a glass water bottle. Yeah, you know exactly where I'm going. Yep. And will pee into the bottle on set and have either someone from his team, allegedly, or a PA remove it.
We're talking about The Rock, the guy that called like Stillwater High School to like say hi to a fan for prom, right? Like that same guy?
That same guy. I've had a wonderful interaction with him too on Twitter that I was like, oh my gosh, The Rock tweeted me back and this is fantastic. And it was talking about authenticity. Like it was a whole thing. And it's so funny because he's talked about being arrogant early on in his career when he had success. And now I feel like maybe we're in a second chapter of it. But the crazy thing about this report is that it goes not just for Red One. Red One is kind of like the core focus because it's an upcoming film on Amazon. However, it goes with his fight with Ryan Reynolds on Red Notice. It goes to his fight with Vin Diesel on Fast and Furious. And Vin Diesel is not easy either. So I will say that. No. So, but now I'm starting to believe Vin Diesel a little bit more now. it goes on to his tardiness, even with recently with WrestleMania and WWE and the problems there. I mean, these are multiple allegations. And remember, fans were already a little bit sketchy when he and Oprah came out and said, hey, we're going to give some money to the Maui Fire Fund, but we want you to give money too. So it's really an interesting time to be a celebrity because I think the age of like worshiping celebrities is completely over and everyone's just calling out bad behavior.
Yeah, I understand from people that dealt with it. By the way, I do know someone who kind of lives by them in Maui. That'd be Oprah and The Rock. They said they've made that island unbearable to live on. That's what you've heard, too?
I've heard that. And I think Bill Gates also has property there. Jeff Bezos. And there's a lot of allegations from people who have lived there for decades, obviously have had families there for generations, about being pushed out by the billionaires and how they've been able to make deals maybe with the local government to buy up sacred land, things that weren't available for purchase. I mean, Oprah owns a substantial part of the island. So there's a lot of you know, a lot of discord between what's happening between the newer habitants on the island and, you know, people who have been there for generations.
Why do they have to act? You have every, but that's not how, they don't look at, oh, I have everything. I am so lucky. It's, I earned all this. It's because of me. That's the way they look at it.
The billionaire bubble is really fascinating to me because I think the billionaire bubble is so far away from where the average person lives. And they don't realize like what a lot of America went through when it came to, let's just say, the pandemic or in Hollywood, what the average crew worker went through with two strikes and another one possibly pending this summer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've had people whose livelihoods have been completely decimated over the last 3-4 years. And they're just like, oh, we're fine. And there's even talk in the rap article about how The Rock was blatantly flaunting COVID rules. And we had pretty strict onset rules. And everyone was concerned because they found a way to get the set up and running. And it was up to everyone to follow those rules to keep everyone with paychecks coming into their bank accounts. And he would flaunt it. He would go, like, leave the bubble. He would go and have barbecues with his family and friends and come back with COVID and then shut down set.
Mm-hmm. I just, why do they have to be that way? It just makes no sense to me.
I don't know. It's tough for the little guy out there. So you gotta think about the little guys
who are just
trying to put food on the table.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to put it, no question. We watched the, because of you, it's your fault. We watched the first episode of, what's the, where the woman comes in the bar and starts hitting on the bartender.
Oh, Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer. Oh, my God. Have you guys seen this show?
No, not yet. Oh.
Yes, I'm watching it.
Kristen.
It's bizarre, right?
It's really weird. She adores him, and he's just trying to keep her at an arm's length. And I've only made it through the first episode so far, so I don't know how it continues on. But my God, what an odd show that is.
Oh, it's so strange, but it's so compelling.
It
keeps you like really riveted. And the fact that it's based off of true life events mm-hmm. makes it even crazier because the bartender is the actual guy it happened to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That makes it even better.
Yeah, he originally did it as a one-man show.
Oh, okay.
And it got shut down by, I think, COVID. Of course, everything got shut down by COVID. And then he didn't know what else to do with it, so he turned it into a series, and Netflix bought it, and it's turned out to be extremely successful in both the U.S. and the U.K. Richard Gadd is the actor who plays the bartender.
Oh, right.
As I said, I think we talked about this on Monday, he said that, you know, he didn't give away the identity of his stalker, but she's been discovered by internet sleuths. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And now she's saying, I'm the victim. He's not the victim.
Of course.
And I'm going to sue him for defamation.
Of course. Basically, what you take away from the first episode is that he tries to be nice to someone. She automatically assumes that he's hitting on her. I'm only one episode in, and it goes a hell of a lot further than that in just the first episode. It's like, but he's trying to hold her at arm's length, and she ain't having it so far, right?
Yep. She, like, breaches those boundaries, so.
Oh, God. What a show. Yeah.
And I think we went through the numbers. It was like, you know, it was crazy, like, the number of emails, the number of voicemails, the letters that she sent to him. I mean, she kept on going.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, trying to claim that you're a victim. I get it. You know, I'm sure that this is maybe embarrassing if she's moved on for the situation and hopefully got some mental health. But, you know, the facts stand that you did stalk someone and mm-hmm. make them the victim originally. Mm-hmm. That's how it all started.
AJ, you're watching it?
No, I've seen some clips and stuff of it on social media, and like it definitely piques the interest. I feel like you have to be, I don't know. It feels like a day offsetter, if that makes sense. Like if you're having a great day and you watch this, you're just gonna be like, ugh, like creepy, like. So I'm waiting to pick my moment for when I start because I feel like from what I've heard, once you start, you're not gonna want to stop until you get through.
Yeah, it's riveting.
The final episode, yeah.
It is riveting, so thank you for ruining my life, Kristen. I really appreciate
I'm here
it.
To do it. And just a reminder, tomorrow, season 3 of Hacks is back. And
oh, I love that
saw
show.
My press screeners, and it is just as good as you remember it. It's been over a year since we've seen it, of course, with Jean Smart's health issues, and then we had the strikes. But some of the best writing, some of the best comedy. Jean Smart is so good.
She is.
And if you haven't seen it, it's on Max. Season 1 and 2 are already out, and then you can catch up with season 3. It's worth it.
And season 3 has started, or it's about to start?
Starts tomorrow with the first two episodes, and they will do 2 episodes each week. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, which is great, because I think because the episodes are short, you know, they're such a breezy, like 25, 30 minutes. So it's nice to have 2 episodes back to back.
There, I'll definitely be watching. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I have to ask you a question. I've never asked you this. Did you ever interview someone from Corner Gas, the Canadian comedy?
I have not.
I haven't either. I tried to get a hold of him. Brent Butt is the guy who wrote it, invented it, stars in it. And he responded, but he doesn't want to do any interviews.
Oh, really?
Which is weird. Because
is he fresh guy, or he's just like, I'm done and that's it?
It's kind of what it sounds like. But honest to God, I think it's one of the funniest shows I have ever seen. Very well written, don't you think?
I know you love it. You talk about it all the time.
God, I love that show.
I know. It's a bummer that he won't come on, though.
I would have to agree with you on that one. Yeah, no
Did you
question.
Try through his publicist? Sometimes their publicist can figure it out.
Well, maybe that's what I should do, reach out, because I would love to have him on. If you get a chance, watch it. It's very funny.
Where can we find it? Because obviously it's a Canadian show.
It's on Freevee.
Oh, perfect. Easy, free. We love free.
We love free. There's no question about it. You know what's funny about it? We're about halfway through the 5th season. There are only 6 seasons. We're halfway through the 5th season. And I said, what the hell are we going to do? We only got another season. And she goes, we'll just start over again. It's like, okay. It's really good. Really, really funny.
Yeah.
If you get a chance.
It looks like it's also on Amazon Prime for people that have that.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay, great.
It is indeed. All right, we're going to talk to you tomorrow.
I will be here with bells on.
Bells?
Bells.
I like it, bells. Thank you.
Not literal bells, though, everyone. Don't expect me to show up sounding like Santa.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
Bye.
Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The one thing I should say about Corner Gas before we move on, if there's not one character in that show for everyone, I don't know what is, because there's a crabby old man. There's the crabby old man's wife. There's the guy who runs the gas station, his best friend, who's a moron. There's a couple of women who work with him. They've got a hard edge to them. I mean, I think the show is hilarious. I think all the characters are great. But you're going to find at least one character in Corner Gas that you're going to love. I guarantee it. It's a great show. How would it never made it? I guess it's being run now. WGN, I think, runs it out of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do, but I'm not sure about that. But if you get a chance, watch it. And if you don't like it, I'd be shocked. Right?
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
All right, I got to do a family show, and then I got to go to the doctor and have him probably shove something up the keister.
Well, you know, hey, buck her up.
Buck her up, brother. That's all I got to say. Yeah, I got to find out. How's the health going there, Tom? I don't know. Something's a little tight. That's all I'm saying. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you then.